Yeah, bits and pieces for sure, but there was definitely times where we moved the ball well, and like I said to you guys yesterday, we get down in the red zone, you got to be able to take advantage of that. So, you know, we all have to play better, myself included, and that's the way it goes. I mean, you're going against a tough defense. You can't have mistakes. So, you know, self-inflicted wounds, penalties, those types of things, those will kill you. And so we all have to be better, and that's in myself included. Yeah, I mean, I don't have any doubt in myself. I mean, I never have throughout this entire process going back to last year. So, you know, I feel like, you know, we're 7-5. We still have a chance to attain all of our goals. It's still there in front of us. So, you know, that decision is not up to me, though, and you know, I'll be ready. You know, I'm going to go about it as business as usual and see where it goes.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, you sit down, you watch the film, you see, you know, the entire game. You don't overreact to, you know, one player or one certain thing. And, you know, like I said, we all have to play better. I mean, when you're playing a defense that's, you know, top ranked in the league or right up there with them, you can't make mistakes. And we had too many mistakes, you know, all across the board. So we all have to do a better job. And, you know, hopefully we get a chance to go out there and do that this week. No, I mean, you know, it's his job, and he can choose to do what he wants to do. I mean, for me, I can only worry about what I can control. And until he decides what he wants to do, you know, like I said, I'm going about it as I'm the starter. I'm studying my tape on India, and I would do the same if I wasn't. That's just the way I've always prepared. So for me, you know, nothing's changed. So I go about my business the way I handle it every week. And, you know, that's his right. He's the head coach. He gets to make those decisions. Because we're here, we're 7-5. This, you know, that just didn't happen by luck. I mean, it was hard earned, and we've worked to get where we're at. And like I said, we're still in it. You know, with those other teams losing yesterday, we get to play. You know, we have four more games. Two of them are division games, and you know, you don't get to 7-5 in the NFL just by lucking into it. It's been a lot of hard work, and you know, I think I've proven that I've gotten us to this point. I feel like I can carry us through the next four games, and you know, there's no doubt in my mind that, you know, I'll be ready to go. You know what? It's just you got to get on the same page on certain things, and for me, you know, making smarter decisions. You know, it's a bunch of different things. There's a few that are, you know, tip balls. I mean, there's nothing worse as a quarterback when you throw a ball and it gets tipped up in the air and you just hold your breath and hope that it hits the ground, and sometimes the other team catches it. So, you know, some of it's luck, and some of it is, you know, just being smart with the football. And like I said, I've proven that I can do that. I mean, I think at one point, I don't know how long the streak was, but how many passes without interception. So, you know what, we just got to get back to being ourselves. And for me, just worry about what I can control. You know, don't try to do other people's jobs for them. Do my job and go from there. Yeah, it's something that we worked on, and I think, you know, even Josh came up to me and said, you know, I that's my fault, and I'm sure he'd say the same thing to you guys. But, you know, it's just one of those things where in the heat of the battle, everything's got to be perfect. You can't have one misstep, and when you're expecting one thing and you react and do it, it's just, you know, we got to get on the same page. And, you know, for a guy who hasn't been able to be a part of, you know, our meetings and stuff like that for 11 weeks, I think that's where it shows. No, not at all. I mean, for me, it's always focusing on my job and who we're playing and those types of things. You know, like I've told you guys before, no offense to you, but I don't pay attention to the media. So the outside, you know, forces that you may think that are on me, I don't hear them because I don't go on the internet. I don't watch TV. It's just the way I've been ever since, you know, I kind of got in this situation early in the spring. So, you know, I don't think that has anything to do with it. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, like I said, we're 7-5 here. We won three games last year when I started. So, I mean, 10-5 as a starting quarterback, that's not bad. And I think, you know, Coach Pettine always says it, there's always a lot of overreaction, you know, regardless if you win or lose. And obviously a little bit more this time because of the circumstances. But, you know, this doesn't waver my confidence in myself, you know, one bit. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you got to find a way to get it done. And like I said, when you get down there, you got to be able to take advantage of it, because the good teams score touchdowns, and we haven't been able to do that. You know, you go back to Atlanta, we were able to do it. We were able to run it in. And even going back to Cincinnati, we get it down in the goal line and those types of things. But we have to find a way to either stay on the field or convert some of those third downs, you know, low in the red area with touchdowns. You know, I wouldn't say that. We mixed it up, and obviously we had more success when we had them on the ropes and we were going no huddle, I think. You know, that's when we were successful at running the ball. And, And like I said, everybody's just got to be on the same page. Everybody has to do better, really. That's what it comes down to. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Jacksonville, a little bit where just one guy's off and it can affect the whole play. That's kind of how we played yesterday. And so I think it goes back to everybody just, you know, focusing on what they need to do and doing their job and not trying to overcompensate for other people or whatever it might be, and just, you know, worry about yourself and, what you can control and go out there and play. And when you're playing a good defense like Buffalo, you can't have those mishaps. You got to be on it, you know, from play one to play 60.